of people in striped scarves wrecking the seats. There's certainly a great deal of disturbance, but they look as though they're enjoying themselves. Well, we're looking forward to the curtain going up on the third act of the Brain Opera. And yes, I can see lots of activity going on behind the curtain. And yes, there it is. The curtain, a beautiful crimson affair, is majestically going up. And the prologue, a great favourite of the audience here, is striding onto the stage.
I trust you have enjoyed your refreshments.
Ah, a coach party. How delightful. Act 3, Scene 1. The vivisectionist laboratory, and a contrived happening.
We are three vivisectionists. We go out at night with big brown sacks, all maturing little cats. They sometimes fight, they sometimes scratch, but in the end they meet their match with a... A poodle of little or no consequence, secreted at night and peed up a door. The poor little Marty was somebody's pet. But with needles and ether, no more. Vivisectionists, we take out animal brains. We find them out to keep it alive. We put them back again.
Disgusting.
Turn them into monsters.
Well, I don't really know what's going on at the moment. I can see a rather untidy man with long hair, and he's wearing tennis shoes. And he's shouting and trying to climb onto the stage. Yes, he's actually on the stage now. He's trying to address the audience. One of the vivisectionists is pushing at him, but now that the play has stopped.
Why? You're lower than the animals you're killing. All he can see is blood. All he wants to do is kill.
When I was 10 years old, I went with my father to the shop of his friend, a butcher. My father used to go to football matches with this man, and they were close, in a boisterous back-slapping sort of way. Whilst I was in the shop, drawing pictures of boats and cats in the sawdust with my sensible shoes, my father's friend said to me, "Here's a present for you." And I held up my gloved hand, and he put into it what I thought was a sweet. And I, smiling, opened my hand. Saw looking up at me a rabbit's eye. And the butcher laughed and laughed, and I was so disgusted by his horrid joke.
Shut up! Let it get on with it!
By his callous attitude to death. It stuck to the wool of my glove. It hung there. As much as I shook my hand, it clung there and seemed to stare reproachfully up at me. I ran into the street and cried. It means nothing to you, do it? You think I'm being unmanly?
No. Now come along, sir. What is your name is?
People call me a crank.
Then, Mr. Crank, please sit down. You can sit on the side of the stage if you wish. Don't you see that you're interrupting our play? There are people here who have paid good money to see this performance. Yeah. And look, you've upset some of the ladies in our audience. We must be sensible. We've enjoyed listening to your story, but now we really must go on. The theatre is for entertainment, not for opinion. If you want to express yourself in this rather unusual way, why not go to Hyde Park or write a book or just sit down?
Don't you see that if you kill God's children, you are killing the souls? You will eat each other, flesh for flesh. Man is an animal who loves to kill. You will soon get used to the stink.
I love to kill.
Do you think that men of Bushmills and Ravenswood were special men? It was just a job, like slaughtering swine. You'll get used to it.
Oh, my God! I'll put you to out of it. Man will devour
off eventually.
Now look here, mate, I know impossible if you take my meaning. I had mates that lost their arms and their legs, and some of them lost their lives, didn't they? But do you know what I do for a living? I'm a butcher, and I've seen my fill of blood in France, my mate's blood, but it didn't change me. Look, John, people must eat and people have got to live. Life goes on, doesn't it? Well, anyway, I came here to see a play. But if you must know, I enjoy my work. There's nothing like a good scrag end of bill, is there, darling? Let's own up about that. Come on.
Bring on the slab. Chop, chop, the red knife from the screaming song of the song. Slice, slice, with epic size, take your stake by the horn. Bash, bash, the hammer, squash our children into gall. Splash, splash, the butcher's cash is red with the blood of the poor.
Now our play is interrupted and all of us enjoy an argument as long as the adversaries are sober. But don't you see that each of your minutest actions are a microcosm of all our greatest tragedies? Each time you wave your arms, each time you open your mouth, each time you comb your hair or make love, you kill. Not by design, but because we are human beings and it is necessary. Stand on a blade of grass and you kill tiny protoplasms on which larger cellular forms are nourished, on whom the birds depend, on whom the greater carnivores are fed. And are we not the greatest, the strongest, the most intelligent of all the carnivores? We must kill to live.
Have you heard the butcher's song?
No, I haven't heard the butcher's song.
Here's butcher of the round
behind me. I'll be tired of the round. Stop, 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 the red knife, stop, the train.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. The clock's beaten us once again. But before you go, a word from the management.
Yes, incredible. Thank you very much indeed. Bonzo Dog Band.